Becoming a Writer, written by Dorothea Brand, with a foreword by John Gardner. Narrated by Bonnie Egan. Copyrighted by Harcourt Brace & Company. Foreword copyright by J.P. Tarcher, Incorporated. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Tarcher Pergi, an imprint of Penguin Publishing Group, a division of Penguin Random House, LLC, and was produced in the year 2023 by Echo Point Books and Media, LLC, which holds the copyright thereto. Foreword. It's an astonishing thing that Dorothea Brand's Becoming a Writer should ever have fallen out of print. And a lucky thing it is now back in the light where it belongs. The root problems of the writer, whether the writer is young or old, just starting out or much published, are no different today than in 1934, when Becoming a Writer was first published. They do not have to do with the techniques of writing fiction, the subject matter of all creative writing courses. And insofar as the root problems never get mentioned, almost all creative writing courses are for most people, most of the time, failures. The root problems of the writer are personality problems. He or she cannot get started, or starts a story well, then gets lost or loses heart, or writes very well some of the time, badly the rest of the time, or writes brilliantly, but after one superb story or novel cannot write again, or writes brilliantly while the creative writing course lasts, but after it is over can no longer write. The root problems, in other words, are problems of confidence, self-respect, freedom. The writer's demon is imprisoned by the various ghosts in the unconscious. Ms. Brand points out, with the delightful wit we find everywhere in her book, that for the writer suffering from uncertainty and self-doubt, writing teachers and books about writing, not to mention symposia of famous authors, do to the young or old struggling writer just about the worst thing they could do. In the opening lecture, within the first few pages of his book, within a sentence or two of his author's symposium, he will be told rather shortly that genius cannot be taught, and there goes his hope glimmering. For whether he knows it or not, he is in search of the very thing that is denied him in that dismissive sentence. Ms. Brand's purpose in Becoming a Writer is to make available to the writer the very thing usually denied. She is right that genius can be taught, once the secret emptiness of that phrase is understood, because in fact,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?